So we were talking about the fact that the Torah is described as Rachmana Omar, the all-merciful one said. And in as much as that's because the idea of the Torah being in the form of tzivuim, a tzivui, a command, is a result of the idea of Rachmanis, meaning the buffer zone between cause and effect. So, but it's interesting, he quotes it, Nevelo tuchal lecho b'sharecha masa degancha v'sroesha v'tzarecha. You're not able, literally, you are not able, capable of eating in your gates the maisa. It has to take it to Yerushalayim. Matargam onkelus, leislach reshu. You're not allowed to. It's interesting, lo tuchal. So in English, you know, I always correct the kids, right? When they say, can I, you mean may you? You're certainly capable, but it's not permitted to have the cookie, right? So here, lo tuchal, which is can, you're not able to, is translated by Targum Lomas as leislach reshu, you have no reshus to. Be'emes hadav, if my kids find out this, I would never be able to correct them again, but be'emes hadav bilti efshari lo tuchal, really, in essence, it's not possible to do this. But instead of being revealed to our eyes as a reality, like a natural reality, hand in fire burn, right? It's revealed to our eyes as a command. The only difference between nature and the command and a tzivui is meshech zman hatkuva, the length of time until the reaction, until the response. Tkuva is a response. Right. So, however, even though there is a possibility of correcting it through tshuva, in the end, it will be revealed, whether you like it or not, as a reality. That's what the Gemara, right? It's interesting. Lotucha lechol is actually also the. I guess a person on a certain level of understanding is toifes and understands the Torah as the reality of the world. There are people who are like that. In other words, they'll see it the same as nature, as a law of nature. There's a story, Siyas Sarfei Kodesh. It's a great 3-volume sefer with lots of Hasidish stories. Old sefer, it's arranged in Inyonim, Parshias, Yom Tovim, etc., etc. So it has a story about the Kotzker, who there was some money for tzedakah, lots of cash, and it was on his desk. And his desk was, at the time, this was before his seclusion, but it was a place that people came to and stuff like that. And so his wife apparently said to him, so you left all the money on the desk, what's to stop anyone from stealing it? And he said, what do you mean? It says, Motorah lo sigzol. It's not conceivable. How could it be possible? Like the story of the Litvak in Vilna, obviously, who he reports to the police that he had something stolen from his sukkah. And you know this one. Police say, "Well, do you know anything about it? Do you have any suspicions?" He says, "Definitely, it was an Ama Oretz, because it was Lovewood here. How is not Shaykh? How could he have stolen it?" It was like Mama's like, right. Okay, so. It's actually a very brisker thing as well, I guess, that type of thing, where the Torah says you're supposed to be scared of, so, you know, a brisker is like trembling at the right? So, you know, in other words, the whole idea of rachamim is, I'm giving you 30 days to pay, right? I don't demand the loan immediately, I'll give you 30 days to pay before we rearrange you, right? Kafisha mafarish hazoyz amasil sesharim. Aval b'soifah shel dava achoyv tzarich lachzal laharos kimetziyah shel adin. V'achov nivar asof, which is what the Gemara says. Kol oimer hakadosh baruch hu vatru hu vatru chayav. Shnei matzur tam folik chol drachav mishpat ele marich apay v'gabei delay. He's marich apay. He does extend the time. However, in the end, gabei delay, he will collect what is his. And that is that's the meaning of the pasuk in the haftorah for the Tanis. Ki kasher yered hageshem v'asher meshamayim v'shama lo yashuv kiim hivras haaretz v'aludu v'tzmicha ken yed varia sheyetzim v'pil lo yashuv ela reikam ki masas shechvatzi v'tzlicha sheshalach. In other words, in the same way as the natural phenomena of rain, etc., when it hits the ground, it will do something, no matter what. So he says, so also my words will not return to me empty. They will accomplish what I said. It may not be obvious, may not be now, but it will happen in the end. And that's why he says just a little further, when Chazal used the Lashon of Hashem punishing, it's also in the Lashon of Parah, right? As in Mishapara Ma'anshe Dora Mabel, right? So he who took payment, in other words, as he said, as we said previously, Parah from the Lashon Gilui, he will reveal that this indeed is not their money, it's not their life, or whatever it happens to be. And here he says a very beautiful thing, it's the bottom of Kufayin Ches in Zayin. Ein lahavin shat sivui hu she'oseh es ha'odon l'mechuyev. L'hefech, mekeven she'adam mechuyev b'mahusoy l'chein hu nitztava b'mitzvus. Don't think the fact that I'm commanded is what makes me a mechuyev. On the contrary, he says, the fact that I'm a mechuyev is why I'm commanded. Type of interesting. In other words, that because I'm a chuyev, meaning deep within my soul, there is a reality of Torah, there is a reality of Dvar Hashem, there is the Yipach Ba'apach Nishmas Chaim. Therefore, I have certain tzivuyim, commandments, that are revelations of that reality. But it's not like, oh, I was commanded and now I'm obligated. In other words, because I'm in essence mechuyev, therefore I have these tzivuyim. It's similar to, I see Rosh Saran here. So it's type of like similar to the mitzvah of Godolah mitzvah oisa, Misha ena mitzvah oisa. So it's different perushim in why is it that it's greater if you're mitzvah than if you're not mitzvah. I mean, the it's counterintuitive, right? One would always, in the Western world, you'd say, what do you mean? You volunteer, you're certainly better than someone who's paid, so, or who's obligated. So, your Tosfos says, because of the Fum Sara Agra, so you've got a Yetzer Hara, not to do it, therefore you want to do it, right? You don't want to do it, so you get greater schar. But I think, if I remember correctly, Drosh Haran says something to the effect that if you're Mitzvah B'davar, that means your Neshama was designed for that mitzvah. Because the Tzivui is a manifestation of something within you that is good. This is for you, right? So if I'm doing it and I'm not mitzvah, that means it's a. Is that really? I don't remember who's learning this, but whatever. It's on this table, so no one. Okay, whatever. But I think the Drosh Haran says something to that effect. That obviously, if you're mitzvah voice, that means that you were designed for this mitzvah. This was designed for you. It's an expression of something in the neshama, and consequently, you get greater schar. But if I was not mitzvah, there's a good reason I was not mitzvah. It's not within me, so to speak. So that's the idea here that he says I am mitzvah. I am so to speak a bar chiyuva. Therefore, I have sivuyim, which are expressions of that. And he says even from the beginning, before, right, when Adam Arishon first created, hachiyuv hatzivu nitzan l'adam meikir briyosoi, right, as it says, v'yikach Hashem l'kim asa adam v'yinecheu began edel avda ulushamra, la'avda ulushamra, right. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'adam Leimor Mikol Eitzagan Achol Tochel, right? La'avda, the Gemara Chazal say Zumitzas Asay L'Shama Zumitzas Loisasay. So we see from the very beginning of the creation of the human being, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to us with that you are mechuyev. You are mechuyev, right? That is to say, and what are the chiyuvim? La'avda L'Shama Asay Loisasay. Just by the way, the Meshech Chochma points out. I've often done this. I ask crowds, people who are familiar with Yiddishkeit, right, from crowds. I've asked this to non-from crowds as well, but what's the first command Hashem gave to Adam and Chava? So everyone, some people say Puri Verivia, so it was close, I'd say, but a little earlier than that. And they say, oh, don't eat from the tree. Don't eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. Actually, it's interesting, if you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam leimor mikol Eitz HaGan achol tochel ume Eitz HaDa'as toi v'ra lo yisochu memenu. It's interesting, so the Meshech Chochma points out, I don't remember where, I don't know if it's on the place, but he points out that in education, he says when a person's primary, the primary voice they hear is no, the impulse is yeah. But if what you hear is generally yes, or do this, then on the occasional no's, you're okay, right? He says, like as for a parent or a teacher or anyone, right? He says, what should the child's, like if the child's like gestalt of what the parent is conveying to them is primarily don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. So it's like it's rough, you know, and it goes against your grain. So Kodesh Baruch Hu starts with Vayitzasa. He says, Mikol Eitzagan Achol Tochel Ume Eitzadas Tovra Los Ofumera. It's like an interesting educational component there. So Mavur. Our very placement in Gan Eden was, contrary to popular belief, where people think of it as being, oh, we had nothing to do, what are you going to do? right? There was, and I don't know what they had to do, right? But la'avda ula shomra, asay lois asay. And Gemara lomdin asheva mitzvus mei Noach min apostle vayitzav Hashem lokim leimor Hashem kama amra b'yoichen vayitzav elo adinim. That refers to the justice system. In other words, the system that extracts the chiyuv from people, whether they like it or not. The system that megaleh, that reveals that there is. So, and the lashon is vayitzav. Chenu oimer ki yadativ laman yitzav es bonov zay sedakon mishpat. Haramban sover shemitzas dinim shol benoach kolim es mareches hamishpatim shevein odon lechaveiro dinei momenus dinei shomrim dinei mazik. L'as Rambam yesh od tosefes mitzvah zu shem chayavim lishbot emishen emakayim dinim elu. That's the machloikas they have regarding the Shechem, etc. So ketzad matzu chazal milos vayitzav dinim. Where did Chazal find in the word vayitzav the idea of dinim? She'etzem ha'pniyeh la'adam l'tzavoyso mochicha shu makiris musag ha'chiyuv ma'atzmo. The very fact that Hashem turns to a person with a command means that the person is expected to understand that he is mechuyev, that there's some obligation within him. Od kodem shabai elav mitzvah, who motzeis as mechuyev, even before there's any command, he feels himself mechuyev. Hadam nimtza b'toch ma'areches shol chiyuvei ha'mishpatim, hein dvarish hu motzeis as mechuyev behem mitzad atzmo. So, rak kasher adam mechuyev ba'ofen ha'yose yachid im chaver, v'eru bar tzivui l'kabel chovos milmala. Okay, so when the person finds himself in a situation in which he is with other people who are also mechuyev, then that's when you have the mishpatim to deal with your chuyev and my chuyev and etc. etc. But there's no such thing, and this is what he's saying next. There's no such thing as a person who doesn't have a chuyev. A person who feels himself chofshi, right, which is the modern Hebrew term for not frum, right? But chofshi. In the sense that he's not mechuyev, right? So it's very hard to turn to such a person with obligations, etc. So a person has to understand themselves primarily as a mechuyev, and the mitzvah is not something coming from outside myself imposing upon me something which is external to who I am. They're actually things which are expressing something which is within who I actually am and what I'm actually here for. And that's the idea of being a mechuyev. We're actually going to skip a bit next Bezer Hashem tomorrow. We're going to go to where he talks about Torah Shebal Peh, which is the second half of this Iker, because the first half of the Iker is Torah Menas Shamayim. But in the Iker, and although in Mishnah Torah he lists as two separate issues, but here in the Pirush Mishnayos he lists the belief in Perusha, the Perush of the Torah HaMakubal, as part of the same issue of Torah Menas Shamayim. So we'll see why that's so, and we'll talk about that a bit, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay.